Last but never least, Dan Kelly, will you please come up and boast in your Savior?
Hello, my name's Dan Kelly. For years I heard the word, rejected it, and God. I was proud, rebellious, arrogant, and secure in my own understanding. All you had to do was ask me how secure I was. Raised as an Irish Catholic in Detroit, going to Catholic school, I went through most of the sacraments so I too could go to heaven. I watched my parents, aunts and uncles, and pastors drink, play cards, and celebrate St. Paddy's Day. I was told never to tell anyone about the events, and when we moved to Arizona, the priest even came and visited us, drank, played golf, and went to spring training. I watched as they removed their collars and transformed. Being raised like this with parents that kept secrets from one another, I too assumed and practiced that dishonesty. Remember, I could always say 10 Hail Marys and be okay. Unfortunately, I carried that dishonesty into my marriage. That, along with addiction, dishonesty and addiction ruled my life. I believed it is not a lie if you believe it. Boy, did I have some excuses to my wife. Well, we divorced, and I think we separated 3-4 years. I couldn't tell you because I don't think I was sober much. After I continued to stalk my wife for those years, and along with telling her everything she wanted to hear, we remarried. Remember how well I could lie? Well, I continued to lie to her and myself for the last 35 years. And with all that lying, alcoholism, and other addictions, I can't tell you the experience I put my family, and especially my wife, through. I would put my job, golf, drinking, and whatever my buddies wanted to do first. Busy having a fleshly good time, I still attended church on and off for 25 years and consistently for the last 10. Using my appearance of Christianity to make me feel moral and to use my advantage whenever possible. Although under the good teaching I sat, I never called myself a Christian. I sure made it appear at times I was. I had one foot or one toe in and the rest of me out. I am eternally grateful for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ has given my wife. Her kindness, mercy, forgiveness, understanding, and her strength in faith, and always speaking truth to me. And now through the grace of God, I am destined for eternity. I think God at one time said, is this guy ever going to listen? Is he ever going to get it? Well, he never gave up on me. And finally came upon me. And unbelievable circumstances of change. I can't tell you exactly when, but I started doing 180. Instead of running away, I was running too. After making poor choice to live apart from my family for work, God changed me in a matter of 2 months. I quit my job after 16 years, sold a house and a car I had bought in Washington for work, and started a new job here in Phoenix. I was chosen to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption and my own. I am thankful for Jesus' death on the cross and receiving my forgiveness of sins that ruled my life. Now I can focus on the glorification of Christ and finally be an example of a respectable Christian husband and father. Hopefully leading my children and grandchildren to the Word so they have the opportunity to find out if they are the elect.
Based on your testimony, profession of faith, and God's grace at work in your life, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.